On this Thursday after Ash Wednesday, we're moving into the season of Lent. These days are placed here so that we have 40 days of Lent. You see, the Sundays don't count, so you have to take the Sundays out of Lent. And we get 40 days by starting on Wednesday before Lent, but it's already Lent, you know what I mean? And the themes are already beginning to show. I mentioned before that there's three themes that the readings that the liturgy developed during Lent. One is, how do we live the Christian life? And you'll find that many of the readings in the first few weeks of Lent are all about, how do we live the Christian life? The one today, certainly. And then the second is discourse on the meaning of the passion and resurrection of Jesus. What is its root? Its roots are in the Trinity. And then this working out and its consequences. And then, finally, there is the insight into the very heart of Jesus. That usually takes place in the Psalms. The Psalms are opening up for us. They're a sacrament. All the Psalms are. They're a sacrament in which we touch the heart of Jesus, the soul of Jesus, because he prayed these Psalms with all his heart and soul. As St. Augustine says, when we pray these Psalms, sing these Psalms, we pray to Christ as our head, you see, and Christ prays in us. And so it's the work of Christ in us. And so we have these three dimensions of preparation. One is, what does it really mean to be a Christian? The second is, what is the meaning of the death and resurrection of Jesus? And the third is, enter into his own heart and experience what he experienced and come to realize who he is and join him in this suffering. And that's why we do penances during Lent, is to join him. Join him in what? Not just the suffering. Join him in the suffering that's for the world. And let him live that out in us for the sake of the world. This rather crucial year. Again, all of this is to prepare us for the joy of Easter. That's the definitive. Lent is 40 days. Easter, ultimately, is eternal. And so we're trying to bring the world with us to turn from sin and to experience that. So on this Thursday, we have this first reading from Deuteronomy chapter 30, the end of the book of Deuteronomy. And Moses is saying, see, today the theme is, have great respect for your free will, because it will bring you either to life or to death, depending on how you choose. And so we have Moses. Today, I have set before you life and prosperity, death and doom. If you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I enjoin on you today, loving him as being faithful to him, walking in his ways, and keeping his commandments, you will live and grow numerous, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land you are entering to occupy. And if, however, you turn away and are led astray, so you see before us, we have a choice. I call heaven and earth through today to witness against you. I have set before you life and death, blessing and the curse. Choose life then, so that you and your descendants may live. For the sake of your families, choose life. Then we have the very first psalm. And the psalms are very, very carefully edited. You know, the first one is about the same choice. The second one is about the Messiah. They're edited by great men and great mystics. So we have this psalm, huh? Blessed is the man who follows not the counsel of the wicked, nor walks in the way of sinners, nor sits in the company of the scoffers. You see, he doesn't follow it, he doesn't walk in it, he doesn't sit in it. By the time you get sitting in the company of the insolent, you're in big trouble. What does he do then, this one who's blessed? He delights in the law of the Lord and meditates on his law day and night. Now, the word that's used for meditate there, as I'm sure you've heard before, means to murmur like a dove, to always be. Have the law of the Lord like there in your spirit, alive, like a fountain springing up, giving life, keeping your mind and your heart straight. That's the one who's blessed. Again, you see, and this is why it is. This is the first psalm. He is saying, look, folks, there's two ways. Ultimately, you're going to follow one or the other. Ultimately, you know, this is like the meditation of the two standards in St. Ignatius, right? There is no kingdom of the gray. You know, we can waffle here and waffle there, but ultimately, we're heading in one direction or the other. And it's in your hands. You decide. Well, we need help with that. I can decide and by this afternoon blow it. We need help with that. But this is, you see, this is the beginning of instructing us on the basics of the Christian life. Every year we get 40 days to try to be Christians, and the rest of the year we try to do what we can. But, you know, if we can just live this Lent like a Christian, we'd be much better off, and so with the world. And then we finally have our Lord, you see. Because to meditate on the law of the Lord now means to meditate on the Gospels. That's the law of the Lord. And so we have this text, huh? The Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected, and the chief priests and scribes and be killed, and on the third day be raised. And he said to all, if anybody wishes to come after me, that's the way. That's, you know, he must deny himself, take up his cross daily and follow me. That's what it means. We have life and death set before us. And this is the way to life. This is the law of the Lord. This law of the Lord that we meditate on, that we think about. Oh, this is terrible. All we're going to do is suffer, suffer, suffer. Did you ever see a saint? Are they ever sad? They suffer. Oh, they're sad once in a while, but I mean, no. They're full of life. Isn't that amazing? You think the way to give life, to be happy, you know, is to have a lifetime supply of chocolate cake or something, you know? And it isn't. It isn't. And that's what the texts are teaching us today. If we walk the way of the Lord, blessed is the man, you see, who follows not the counsel of the wicked, but blessed the man who follows the counsel of the righteous. And the righteous is Jesus. And so, if we listen to him, you know, if we meditate on his law day and night, think about it, pray about it, murmur it, you know? Let the Holy Spirit develop in us an instinct for prayer, all the time prayer. Of course, get a prayer time in, all the time prayer. Get in the car, turn off the radio, pray. Sitting on the metro, pray. Sitting on the plane, I've been doing a lot of that lately, you know, pray, bring your rosary, pray. I'll go crazy. No, you won't. You'll finally start to get sane. It's to keep our heart like that, you see. And be alert. So, that's the readings for today.